You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5. We welcome in Country Tom, our country expert. Sponsored by Clay Cooper's Country Express in Branson on Power 96.5.
We welcome in Country Tom, our country expert in the building. You've been doing country music since the United States was discovered.
And what year was that?
1492.
I have to fact check that.
You can. It's been a big week, and with that being said, the Country Music Awards were on Wednesday night, and there were a lot of winners and losers, which usually happens during an award show.
Mostly losers.
So it was hosted by Helmet Head and the Blue Jean Queen.
Oh, that's mean.
Wow.
And
his head is quite large, though.
They talk about it
all the
time.
Luke Bryan pokes fun at it in the monologue.
Yeah, well, Peyton Manning does as well.
During the show, that Luke was poking fun at Peyton on Wednesday night because they said, you know, your head is so big, we can't even find a cowboy hat to fit it.
Were there any surprises for you?
Pleasant surprises. It was the most country-sounding country music awards in a long time.
That's good.
Dobros, and they had steel guitars, and they had the fiddles. I mean, it was pure country, and it sounded awesome. This is probably the best CMA award show I've seen in over a decade. They started off with a tribute to the late Loretta Lynn.
They love a good tribute, Fox.
Yeah.
I mean, it was awesome, and the whole show is just the two biggest performances I thought that stood out was Hardy and Lainey Wilson doing Wait in a Truck, which is a very dark song. It's an awesome song.
They incorporated
song.
A truck. So you know it's country.
Well, yes. Chris Stapleton, Patti Loveless music as well. Their performance is absolutely incredible. And
now, did he wear a onesie for that?
No.
What? Okay. Well, I didn't know if he dances to his own music sometimes. And he would put, like, you know what I mean?
They were doing
so nobody strips over each other.
They were doing a very traditional bluegrass style song.
Oh, okay.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Country Tom, was there a in memoriam section? Because that's Foch's favorite thing of award shows.
You know, they did not have one specifically.
Well, it's not a good award show.
Yeah.
It's a good award show when they talk about who we lost this past year.
They did acknowledge Jeff Cook, one of the founding members of Alabama, who passed away this past weekend, and they also paid tribute to Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah, I was wondering about that because
I had a friend text me last night going, "Is Elle King really playing the piano?" And I'm watching no, she's not. She's banging away on it, but somebody else is playing a piano off camera.
You know what's terrible? My
mom was a great
texted
song.
Me whenever Jerry Lee Lewis passed a couple weeks ago.
And which I go, time? The first time or the second time?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, there was
times.
A hoax. I was like, I thought he already passed away, like years ago.
Mm.
I thought we lost him in 04. Chelsea, what was your favorite part of the Country Music Awards?
Oh, my gosh. No. Everything.
Uh-huh.
From the outfits to the opening monologue to the performances.
Okay, obviously you didn't
watch.
Okay,
here's the thing. If I watch Country Tom, I don't have ABC because I can't find it because I don't know the right streaming service and my antenna doesn't pick it up.
That's all right.
So I have to watch it today. I'm watching some of the segments.
Oh, okay.
I'm catching up.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Why didn't you call me? I would have given you my password to YouTube TV. You could have watched it.
Yeah. What was I watching instead? Friends? But I wish
Friends. The new episode of Friends.
The new episode of Friends was out. So I had to watch that.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.